Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear the word that Jehovah speaketh unto you, house of Israel. Thus saith Jehovah, Learn not the way of the nations, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heavens, for the nations are dismayed at them. For the statutes of the peoples are vanity, for it is a tree cut out of the forest, worked with a chisel by the hands of the artisan. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are as a palm column of turned work, and they speak not. They are carried, for they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. There is none like unto thee, Jehovah. Thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are, one and all, senseless and foolish. The teaching of vanities is a stock. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the artisan and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But Jehovah Elohim is truth. He is the living God and the King of eternity. At his wrath the earth trembleth, and the nations cannot abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, The gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, these shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the end of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasuries. Every man is become brutish, bereft of knowledge. Every founder is put to shame by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, a work of delusion. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for it is he that hath formed all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Jehovah of hosts is his name. Gather up thy baggage out of the land, O inhabitress of the fortress. For thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will this time sling out the inhabitants of the land, and will distress them that they may be found. Woe is me, for my wound, my stroke is hard to heal, and I had said, Yea, this is my grief, and I will bear it. My tent is despoiled, and all my cords are broken, my children are gone forth from me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent any more, and to set up my curtains. For the shepherds are become brutish, and have not sought Jehovah. Therefore have they not acted wisely, and all their flock is scattered. The voice of a rumor, Behold, it cometh, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah a desolation, a dwelling place of jackals. I know, Jehovah, that the way of man is not his own. It is not in a man that walketh to direct his steps. Jehovah, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the nations that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, yea, they have eaten him up and consumed him, and have laid waste his dwelling place.